The Mishnah is the first part of the Talmud, and it is a compilation of the oral law in a rather orderly form, organized by subjects and divided into different parts. In general speaking, there are six sections which are called in Hebrew Sedarim, and they are basically sections of basic subjects that deal with, say, one section deals with mostly with agriculture, the other section deals with the holidays. There is one section that deals with marital life, and another section that deals with the criminal and civil law. There is a section that deals with the notion of purity. There is a section that deals with sacrifices. So there are six sections. Each of them is made into, again, more detailed subjects that are called, in usual common language, English. They are called tractates. In the old word, which is mentioned in the books themselves, is for singular masechet, for the plural masechtot, a word which still remains slightly unclear, because in one way, especially with some Aramaic rendering of it, it could be that it originally means a measure, a vessel. The other way, which seems to be more likely, is that Maseret is like a piece of a garment that is being now created. The tractate is really it is something like the format and the way that you create now the stuff. You take the individual threads and you make them into a cloth. That is in fact Maseret. That is at least the biblical usage of the term. Now, each of these Maseretot is really one subject, more or less one subject, that is partitioned into, again, it's smaller and smaller into chapters. The chapters are partitioned into even smaller parts, but basically each Maseret deals basically with one subject, say, divorces, or if you want, Shabbat, the civil law of say damages, and any other subject. So these are the building stones of the Talmud, and they are organized as basically as a list of laws that begin at a certain point and go on in describing what are the laws, what are the summaries of individual subjects all along the together they are an attempt to put a great part, not all, a great part of the oral law into some kind of a systematic, more or less orderly format, which is the Mishnah. Now, just in order to understand something about the book and the nature of the book, it it is in one way, the book, even the Mishnah, and surely the Talmud proper, which is what has been done in later years as a commentary on the Mishnah. That is Talmud proper, the commentary, explanation, detailed discussion in which the Mishnah itself serves also as a text. So it is a super text in that sense, because the basic text is the Bible. The secondary text, which is rendering of the oral law, is the Mishnah. The third level of text and of understanding is called Talmud or Gemara proper in the narrow sense of the word. But even the Mishnah, which is, as I said, more or less orderly, still has and shows the what some people call the difficulties, some other people may call it the beauties, at least the uniqueness of the book. Well, to speak about unique points about it, the most striking point is perhaps that these more or less ordered subjects are put in a way that nobody can really say that are orderly with any sense of a rational, logic way.